Ryan Urbanski is not an attorney, CPA, or tax advisor and does not give legal, accounting, or tax advice.
This is Creative Real Estate Solutions with your host, Brian Urbanski, sponsored by Ohio Foreclosure Assistance. The opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views of the staff, advertisers, and owners of WRFD. Advice given is not intended to replace that of your real estate professional who knows your particular situation. And now, here's your host, Brian Urbanski.
Hello again, and welcome to another edition of Creative Real Estate Solutions. I am your host, Brian Urbanski, and as a real estate investor, trainer, and foreclosure expert, I have creative solutions to help solve your real estate problems. So if you're having a challenge buying, selling, renting, or just getting rid of an unwanted piece of property, send an email to help at Brian's Answers. That's Brian with an I. help@briansanswers.com, and I'll share my creative ideas to help solve your real estate problems. Who knows? Maybe I can even buy your property myself. Whether you're a realtor, mortgage broker, real estate investor, landlord, or rehabber, it can be tough staying motivated and growing your business in today's environment. On today's show, we have Greg Schenck, founder and president of The Schenck Company, who is going to share his 27 years of wisdom and experience in the real estate industry with us today and reveal how we can stay focused on success no matter what the economy throws at us. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Brian.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of fun today. This is going to be exciting. And Greg, you have seen the whole spectrum of real estate by working on both the commercial and residential sides of the industry for more than a quarter century. Not trying to give your age
Don't
away
age
here.
Me too much.
But let's just say you're very well seasoned in our field. And over the years, you have earned a lot of awards and designations. And I have to admit, the one I think is the coolest is one I've never heard of before. And it's called the CNE, which stands for Certified Negotiation Expert. Now, Greg, if I earned that designation myself, would it give me any leverage at all with my 5 and 6 year old kids?
I very much doubt it because I have a 9 year old and it hasn't helped me at all with him.
Oh, I understand that. I'm looking for every edge I could get with these little ones. They keep me pretty busy. Well, many years ago, when you were deciding where you wanted to go with your career, what made you decide to take on the real estate industry?
Well, that's a great question. If you would have given me 1,000 careers out of college, real estate or commercial real estate would not have been one of them. I was a marketing major at Ohio State. All I knew is I didn't want to be poor anymore. I took a job that I got out of college and sent me out to Southern California, and I had a sales job, and I did very well at it. But I knew it wasn't something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I met a guy that said, oh, I think you'd be good in commercial real estate. And I'm like, what the heck's commercial real estate? I'd never even heard of it. I flew back here for a friend's wedding, and I had a gut feel Central Ohio was going to grow. I trusted my gut, which I think everybody should do. Two, I set a very high goal. I said, if I'm not doing good within 2 years, I'll move back. And I'm living on the beach in Southern California. People thought I was nuts. So within 2 years, I was killing it. I did very, very well. I won every award you can win, rookie of the year, top five. I was with the biggest company in the country. 9 years later, I did the two biggest deals in the state and decided to go out on my own. And it really was a dream come true. But it was a lot of motivation of what can you do to be the best that you can be and make the most of doing it. And I think real estate certainly is a career that you can do that with. You'll get out of it what you put into it.
Well, that's great advice, Greg, not just for real estate, but for business in general. And obviously, the real estate industry as a whole, and you could even say business as a whole, can be very cyclical. And you've had a lot of opportunity to see cycles go through the market, having gotten involved in this way back in the late 80s. And obviously, changing times means our approach and our strategies need to change too. And how has your business evolved over time?
Well, the biggest thing that changed my business is when the agency disclosure law came into effect in 1989. Before that, it was kind of let the buyer beware. Once that came about, a little bell went off inside my head, and I never really liked selling anything to anybody. I like to help people get what they want. So I transitioned all my business into representing tenants, buyers, and investors. here and around the country, and we're the only ones in Central Ohio that do that on an exclusive basis. And then I banded together with other people that did that around the country and really formed a good niche. And it helped me distinguish myself and stand out from other people in our same area. And when people thought I was literally committing suicide, leaving the biggest company in the country, the exact opposite happened. My business just continued to flourish and flourish. So I saw a niche and opportunity, and I really grabbed the bull by the horns and went for it. And I thank God every day because it's turned out really to be a blessing.
Well, it just goes to prove the old axiom, you know, find a need and fill it.
Correct.
And I would definitely say that in today's market, we're many years past the post bubble of the real estate market, kind of doing some crazy things back in 07 and 08, and even the stock market as well. And now hopefully things are on the upswing, but we are still not out of the woods yet, I don't think. And over the years that you have been involved in real estate, what have you, both from the residential and the commercial side, what have you done and what have you needed to do to adapt to the changing marketplace?
Well, I think that's a great question. First and foremost, too many people waste too much time. They don't have good time management skills. Your time equals money in this business. You can make $10 an hour or $300 an hour. If you're wasting it away hanging around at the water cooler, you're going to make $10 an hour. You have to be efficient. You have to have time management skills. You have to lay out a plan, really a strategic business plan, and work that plan every day. If you do that, you will be successful. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't do that. The second thing is obviously have a very strong work ethic. A lot of people talk about having a work ethic, but they don't tie that to their goals and what they're going to do. Business isn't just going to automatically appear. You got to go network. You got to go meet people. You got to be an outgoing people. And you got to do the little things that a lot of people don't want to do. And that's really what's going to make you successful. Those three things alone, I think, help distinguish me from other people that were out there.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about, again, what you have seen over the years. And in today's market, it's a lot cooler than it was previously in the early to mid-2000s. And I'd like to see if you have some ideas on how salespeople and business owners can stay optimistic during these sluggish times and not just survive, but thrive. Because in a lot of cases, Greg, any industry that we're in, real estate or anything at all, where we're building a business or involved in sales, when times get tough, a lot of our competition goes away. And while things may be tough all over, it does open up other opportunities. It gives us the chance to dive in and capture business that maybe during good times we wouldn't have been able to attract. And when we come back from the break, I'd like to touch on that. And we will be back in just a moment.
I was basically stuck with a house. I had already moved and thought that I had a couple of really promising prospective buyers, but they all fell through. So I guess I'd jumped the gun a little bit and now was trying to make rent payments and mortgage payments and was just incredibly quickly getting into a huge hole. And I really had no idea what to do when a friend of mine introduced me to Brian, and it was incredibly easy. Really helped me out of a bind. If somebody had, basically my situation, this is exactly what I would recommend.
Call Brian Urbanski at Ohio Foreclosure Assistance today at 614-848-4000 to discover how you can get rid of your house quickly and easily. 614-848-4000.
Need more information about today's topics? Call Brian at 614-848-4000, 848-4000. Once again, here's Brian Urbanski.
We are back, and with me in the studio today is Greg Schenck of the Schenck Company. And we're talking about how we can stay focused and motivated in our businesses, not just real estate, but in business in general. And when we left, we were talking about how the market has changed. And we're kind of in a recovery mode right now in real estate and in the economy in general. And before we get back into that, Greg, could you, for any of our listeners out there that may have some questions for you or may want to get more information about what you do, do you have a way that they can get a hold of you?
Sure. There's two ways they can get a hold of me. We have two separate websites. One for our speaking, teaching, and training. They can reach us at schenckseminars.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-K, seminars.com. And for our real estate assisting tenants, buyers, and investors, they can reach it reach us at irepthetenant.com. That's irepthetenant.com. Or they can call me at 614-496-2715.
That's great. Hey, I appreciate that. We, you know, in a half hour show, we just don't have as much time as I'd like to cover all the different topics that we have. But when we left, we were talking about how to deal with a market that is not as strong and vibrant as it once was. And what suggestions do you have for salespeople and business owners to be able to stay focused on their goals, to not get into the doldrums, and to stay optimistic during sluggish times?
Well, the first thing I see with the difference between successful and unsuccessful companies and individuals is having a strategic plan or goal. So many people are busy working in their business, but they don't take a step back and work on their business. I've been able to help a lot of the Fast 50 from business first growing companies. Those companies with strategic plans really have done well. The other big thing is people need us more than ever before. And when I say us, I'm speaking about a realtor, a consultant. There's more lack of trust out there. Obviously, you look at all the fraud and greed.
Oh, yeah.
It's
all over the news.
So they need somebody they can trust more than ever. They need somebody to represent them, to help them buy that home or get out of that problem or get out of that lease, do a sublease, do a lease buyout, help them buy that building, help them buy that investment property. Now more than ever, they're looking for long-term relationships with people they can trust. That more than ever, and surround themselves. So the first question I ask them is, who are their trusted advisors? Typically, it's their attorney, their accountant, their banker, or their spouse for a small private business or individual. So I want to know, do they have those people that they're surrounded with? If not, I'm going to help introduce them to those people, and obviously as using us as part of the equation in the real estate part of it. But I don't think that's going to change anytime soon, Brian. So I think that's really going to be a big need. So if you keep an eye on your goals, is it tough? Yes. Is it going to get better? Yes, it'll get better. Do you need to have a strong work ethic? Yes. But if you keep an eye on the prize and the goal and keep an eye on helping get people what they want, not what you want, what's important to them and what they want, okay? It's not about us. They don't care about us, our names, our awards, our designations. It's about them, helping them cut overhead, helping them cut their bills, helping them cut their operating expenses, helping them make money, helping them improve their bottom line. If we keep our eye on that focus and make that about them, I promise you better days will be ahead.
Well, you know, Greg, you are so right with that. And also, we have to realize that, you know, in tough times, we have to think outside the box. We have to think creatively. You know, solutions that may have worked in a different market or under different market conditions, you know, 5, 7, 10 years ago may not be effective today. And a lot of people may, you know, regardless if they are looking to do something in residential or commercial real estate or their businesses in general, you know, what worked in the past may not work today. And I think that it is critical that we have that team, if you will, like you were saying, of people around us that are able to help us see what we may not be able to see on our own. And that outside-the-box thinking, I think, is critical, and that's something that you specialized in. And another thing you mentioned that I have to agree with is the education, because things are changing so fast. We've got technology. You know, first we had the internet and websites, and now we've got social media. And I mean, you know, I've got more technology in my smartphone than NASA had to put a man on the moon today. And I don't know if that's good or bad. Sometimes we can get carried away with it. But keeping ourselves apprised of what's going on out there in the real world is critical. And I think lifelong learning is a part of that. And I know it's been a long time in your career that you've been offering education. And I heard you mention your seminar division, too. And I think you started out about 16 years ago. Share with us a little bit more about exactly what you train and what you focus on and how you help people, particularly in the real estate field, become more successful.
Well, it all really came about 16 years ago when I found there was no continuing education out there for commercial realtors. It was about 95% residentially oriented. So I designed two courses for continuing education for the state of Ohio based on commercial real estate, and it went so well, I started doing it on a national basis. From that, I've expanded into about 12 different areas of both residential and commercial sales skills, people skills, entrepreneur skills. So I want to help people that can be the best, that want to be the best they can be. Okay, we don't have anything boilerplate. We don't talk at people. We talk with people. We try to get to understand what are the main issues they're facing today. So I'll ask a company or I'll ask an individual, what are the top five or six things that are really troubling you today? Then we'll design material or a course based around that to help them solve that. And I've got a think tank group of people all over the country that I work with that I'm able to draw articles and material from to help me put things together. So not all of my ideas are original ideas, but they work. And then I've got a book list of about 40 books that I give to people to help them excel in any area that they want to excel or any area that they want to polish on there to help them become the best they can be and help them reach their goals. Not my goals, their goals.
Yeah, that's the key. And focusing on the other guy and the what's in it for them concept is really important. Now, I want to change gears on here a little bit. And since you've got such a long and illustrious career in the real estate field, what is the single – I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit, Greg. What is the single biggest challenge you've ever had to overcome to reach the level of success that you've attained today?
Wow, that is a tough thing. I think you can get complacent very easy in this business. You've hit one big goal and you want to go for the next one. Not everybody makes that next big goal. I'm a very driven person. I grew up, my parents were divorced. I was the man of the house at age 13. I worked two jobs all through high school and college. So I didn't want to be a burden to my mother, number one. So that drove me at a very young age to become the best I could be and to really be self-sufficient. And and I really was at 21 years old, totally self-sufficient. So when I hit my first big goal, I knew I could do more. I knew I was very blessed, and I still feel today that I haven't scraped the surface of what I can do in life. So I think I've got some friends in their 70s and 80s that are still doing unbelievable things. So I think it's always about learning and growing and pushing yourself to be the best you can be.
Oh, that's very inspirational. And obviously you took adversity, turned it into opportunity, pulled yourself up by your bootstraps. And let's talk some more about that when we come back from the break in just a minute.
We were going through a divorce, and we needed to deal with the house. We couldn't afford to sell it. We met with a realtor and found out that the amount of money that we would get for it would be significantly less than the money the house was worth, and we couldn't afford the deficit in that. The great thing about Ohio foreclosure is it gives you a sense of hope. And when you're in a position like we're in, where you don't want the house, but you don't want to necessarily lose everything to get rid of it, it makes the entire thing not feel like it's a completely hopeless situation. It wasn't sold as though it was the magic pill. It was simply a really great solution that many people had been successful at, and there was no reason not to try it. It was a gigantic weight off of my shoulders in this whole process to know that that was one thing that I didn't have to worry about, and I'm eternally grateful for the services that Ryan provides.
Call Ohio Foreclosure Assistance today at 614-848-4000 to discover how you can get rid of your house quickly and easily. 614-848-4000.
Foreclosure knocking at your door? You have help. Don't face foreclosure alone. Call Brian at 614-848-4000. Now, back to Brian Urbanski and more Creative Real Estate Solutions.
All right, we are back, and today I've got Greg Schenck with the Schenck Company in the studio here with us today. We're talking so much shop, Greg, I think I'm back at the office. And when we left, we were talking about challenges that we've had, and actually you shared some personal challenges that you've had too, growing up, being a man of the house at a very young age, and that adversity you were able to parlay into a foundation to create the success that you've seen over the last 27 years in the real estate industry, particularly with commercial, in the commercial field, as well as in residential. And for considering the fact that, you know, the Chinese like to say, may you always live in interesting times. And I think the last, for those of us in the real estate industry, the last 5, 6, 7 years have definitely been very interesting times. And I think they're going to continue to be interesting times. And for those listeners out there that may be interested in, you know, getting involved in the industry or even with real estate professionals that are currently involved in the industry, what do you think those of us that are looking to take advantage of the challenges that are out there to help people, like you said, to focus on what's in it for the customer and for the client, what do we need to do to be prepared for the next 5 years in our industry?
There's two things you really need to be: a master of the market and a master of the process. whatever niche you're in real estate, you need to know that forward, backwards, inside and out. And that's something I teach. The master of the market is mastering and knowing your market niche better than anybody else. So if, for example, you're doing office buildings, know every office building, know every landlord, know every leasing agent, know what the rental rates are, know what the operating expenses are, know what the incentives are, know what kind of build-out allowance can be given, know what the cost of those are. You need to know those things better than anyone else that you're working with. And that takes studying and that takes time. That does not happen overnight. But people today want answers. They want people that they can trust because there's so many opportunities out there in every niche. Okay, there's more opportunities to buy investment property today than ever before. If you look at the numbers of how much investment properties were sold last year, it was astronomical. That's not going away anytime soon. Okay, so being a master of your market and a master of the process, those two things are going to differentiate you from the 90-some percent of people that just show up and don't really try to become the best they can be.
That's a very good point. And you just mentioned, you know, investment properties. You know, right now for somebody that's looking to get involved investing in real estate, whether it be in the residential arena or the commercial arena, are there a lot of good deals out there? Are there opportunities for people to take advantage of that may have we may not have seen for quite a while?
There is. There's a tremendous amount of opportunities for people out there, both in the residential and the commercial niche. And it really obviously varies by property type and by area of town or city across the U.S. or across the world, for that matter. I personally own apartments, student housing, hotels, and strip centers. Okay, I invest in partnerships. It's a lot easier to get in with multiple people to get in on larger transactions as being part of something. But obviously, you have to trust the people that you're dealing with. You have to have the same time cycle that they do as far as when you're investing your money and when you're going to get your money back. It is much more difficult today for the individual investor to certainly do something in commercial with the amount of money that you have to put down on something.
Sure.
Okay, so obviously, more people will invest in residential because there's less money that needs to be put down. But in all areas, it's probably more money than it used to be on something like that. So number one is obviously how much money do you have to invest? What is the timeline for when you want to return on that money? Do you need something immediately or down the road? And when do you want to exit? Most people don't have a good exit strategy going in. Is this something you want to get in, flip it, and get out in a year? Or is this something what we'll call long-term 5 to 7 year hold on that? The majority of people that I work with, and including myself, are long-term investors, meaning 5 to 7 year hold. Well, we're looking for long-term steady with potential dividends on either a monthly or a quarterly basis on something. That's probably the majority of people that I work with. But there are some people that are different. So what we try to do is find out what are the goals of each individual in that. But yes, to answer your question, there's a phenomenal amount of opportunities. The average REIT last year, for example, returned 20%.
REIT, could you explain what that is?
Real Estate Investment Trust. So that's a way for individuals to invest a share, just like a stock share, in various type companies that may invest in any type of real estate. So there's some that invest in all different types of real estate. There's some that invest in a single type of real estate, whether that may be timber ground, whether that may be self-storage, whether that may be just apartments or student housing, whatever they may be interested in. But that really returned over double what the stock exchange did last year.
Really? Well, you know, the old saying is, you know, buy low, sell high. And the key is that's a simple idea, but it's not necessarily easy to execute in the marketplace because you have so many variables and you have so many things that can come up that you may not see on the horizon. And I really like the strategy that you mentioned about, you know, when you're getting involved in investment properties, you don't have to do it alone. You can do it with other groups. You can do it with partnerships. You can do it by investing in the real estate investment trust and that sort of thing. And it gives you the opportunity to share the risk with partners. And speaking of risk and venturing forward into a new career, a new business opportunity, what words of advice would you have for anyone who is looking to get involved in the commercial or residential real estate industry today, in addition to the two master strategies that you suggest they follow?
Okay, the first one that my mentor told me, if you try to earn before you learn, you'll get burned.
Oh, I love that. If you earn before you learn,
you get burned. If you try to earn before you learn, you get burned.
Okay, well, Greg, I will tell you what, the clock has run out on us, but these were some great, great bits of advice and words of wisdom for a very experienced professional in the business, and I appreciate you being here. Well, folks, that wraps up our show for today. I am so blessed that you could join me, and I want to thank my very inspiring and motivational guest, Mr. Greg Schenck with the Schenck Company, for showing us how we can stay focused on success no matter what the economy throws at us. Greg can be reached through his website at schenckseminars.com. That is S-C-H-E-N-K seminars.com. And if you have any other comments about today's show or any other real estate-related questions or challenges, just send an email to me at help@briansanswers.com. That's Brian with an I, and we'll see you next time.
This has been Creative Real Estate Solutions with your host, Brian Urbanski, sponsored by Ohio Foreclosure Assistance. The opinions expressed were those of the participants and may not be the views of the staff, advertisers, and owners of WRFD. Advice given was not intended to replace that of your real estate professional who knows your particular situation.
Brian Urbanski is not an attorney, CPA, or tax advisor and does not give legal, accounting, or tax advice.
Tune in again next week for more Creative Real Estate Solutions.